You are listening to Business Day Spotlight.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to the Business Day Spotlight podcast, where we give you just some of the topical issues that are happening in and around the world of business and the economy. On the show today, we're going to be talking about the U.S.-China trade war. For those that listened in last week, we were talking about the effective blacklisting of Huawei by the U.S. authorities. And for today, we're just going to be continuing that particular conversation. Just to see how it's going to be affecting, I guess, the rest of the world. And we're going to be joined by the Chinese ambassador to South Africa just to unpack some of the issues around it together with how it's going to affect the global economy. We are joined on the line by the ambassador to South Africa from China. We have Ambassador Lin on the line joining us so that we can discuss some of the issues surrounding the U.S.-China trade war, as well as how some of these might then affect us here in this part of the world in South Africa. How are you, Ambassador?
I'm fine. Nice to hear from you.
No, thank you so much for being with us. I think for us to maybe just begin our discussion, I think the blacklisting of Huawei by the U.S. government, is this going too far?
Yeah, exactly. It's very unfortunate. American, they mobilized the national strength to hit the Huawei as a private company. I think indeed, in the American, what they are doing to Huawei has gone so far. Because as you know, Huawei is the largest, the leading global 5G ICT technology company, and they are also the largest ICT equipment supplier in the world. So you can imagine Americans, they kidnap their people, they put them in a blacklist, they cut off their supply. This is a very typical economic bullying act. And just because of the scare, Huawei, the leading position in the 5G technology.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate. Sometimes the Huawei, every year they invest more than $20 billion for the R&D.
Yeah.
And as you know, now of course Huawei now is the leading company in the IG technology, and the patent of Huawei it belongs to China. But the innovation, the outcome, belong to the whole world.
Yeah.
So the American, what they hit the Huawei is not only hit the Huawei or hit China, but exactly to hit the innovation development in the world, and also to stop that process of the fourth industrial revolution.
Mm.
So the suffering from that American bullying policy is not only China, but the whole world.
Yeah.
As you know, Huawei is also Africa. Huawei now is the Africa the supply with the most modern and cheapest ICT technology to this continent to embrace the fourth industrial revolution. So as you know, Huawei also signed the agreement with the local internet company called the RAN in South Africa.
Yeah.
And they are ready to help to work together with South Africa operator to introduce the 5G internet. And this is supposed South Africa will be the one of the first 5G country practice in the world. So up to today, Huawei is the largest ICT infrastructure equipment supplier to South Africa. And it's the only main supplier to all the operator of ICT technology here in the country. And I was informed that Huawei serve more than 80% of South African population.
Oh, wow.
Huawei does a supplier, not the operator, and they have already created a direct job employee, more than 1,000 local employees, and the indirect employee, I think, is more than 5,000. And I can imagine they already train local ICT personnel for more than 30,000 up to now. And they are planned to train more because ICT is very important to drive the economic development. But unfortunately, Americans, because they sometimes in the accused of the security, state security, So they hit Huawei. I think that region is groundless and is against a normal logic. Because as we know, all computer innovated by America and made by American, all the chip for the computer are made and from American.
Yeah.
Of course, they have the battle. They have the battle. And we never worry about the battle. American, they are free. They have capacity and free to open.
Yes.
But we are confident because business is business. If they are not serious and open for their government, and they will lose the commercial trust.
Yeah.
They will lose the market.
Yeah.
Out of the game.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
The same, China will just be a supplier.
Yeah.
They are not an operator. But the American that is used to hit Huawei is groundless. That I like to say. Sometimes American, they like to say because of security, and what they are doing to hit, what they are doing to Huawei, you see, what they are doing now in Europe, in the world, we know what they are doing there. Because that is American, unfortunately to say, that is a very typical bullying act from America.
So is it realistic for us, given everything you've just said, is it realistic for us to expect a resolution through the trade war in the next round of negotiations?
Yes, I think the possibility, reality is there. And for China, we are also very eager to see we can find a solution to come back to the table to have the resolution to end that trade war launched by American. Of course, the people from the world, including American people, also expect to see that happen. This is why we already sent a very powerful delegation led by the vice premier to American and China. We talked more now. Up to now, it seems to us it's 11 round. We already have a lot of consensus, but as you know, American is American. American is the only superpower in the world. They are free to say, to agree and not to agree.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you are almost there, they say they have the new condition.
Yeah.
So this is American. Unfortunately, I think they made something not serious and also made something wrong. We have to let them know China is not Japan.
Yeah.
China is not Japan. China is China. And if they like to talk, we are ready.
Yeah.
The door is open.
Yeah.
But if they like to fight, we have no choice. We have to follow them. So China is, sometimes people ask me when will be the end of the trade war. I like to say even God did not understand because there's only one people in the world understand when the war will be launched, when the war will be end. That is American president.
Yeah.
So now the ball is in their court. China, the market is there. American is the tailor lead in the world in innovation and high technology.
Yeah.
Whatever they may and have the innovation in America, they need market. Business is business. The trade war no winner from the trade war. Business is business. We benefit from our trade with American. Of course, they share our market. They benefit a lot. So now the door is open. The ball is in the court. We are ready to humbly listen to them.
And what sort of reaction could we expect, I guess, from your government, the Chinese government, just in light of what happened with Huawei? What can we expect from the Chinese government?
As you know, what they are doing to Huawei or what they are doing to China is a typical bullying act, and that is unacceptable, and of course they will get the opposition, very firm opposition from China. So we like to say trade, business is business. Trade, what's the meaning of trade? They understand very well. It's American to China. Trade means with reciprocal and most beneficial. You come to buy what you do not have, we go there to buy what you do not have. So they, unfortunately to say, American, they only look at one thing or now the interest in current or one. Sometimes the problem always have two sides. But the American, they only look at two sides. They are very simple. They like to see the maximize all the business deal, all the deals. So this is why, for example, now they cut off the supply chain of the Huawei. And that, I think what they are doing to Huawei is damage or sabotage. not only their business, but the most important serious problem is the rule of law.
Yes.
The justice, the rules, and also the order, the free trade order based on the rules. That is very serious. And also, they also sabotage the global change of the supplier of production or the value. So I think it's very serious. So, and as I know, of course, they will force China. They will force China to have the good, more close and stronger relationship with all the international community except America, because they isolated themselves. And I'm sure 3 to 5 years later, the new global change of production and supply and value will be emerged. And American electron, I'm sure, they've isolated themselves from the market of China and the market of the world.
So in terms of that, when you said the markets of the world, what sort of market reaction have you seen when it comes to this ongoing dispute that China has with the U.S.? You know, are businesses saying anything? What's the market saying to you?
I think the market reaction is so turbulent because China, both America and China, are the two major engines to drive the world economic growth.
Yeah.
And now the economic growth do not have the strong support. And America launched the trade war, not only the trade war against China, but they launched the trade war, global trade war against the whole world. So the economic and financial market in the world was affected very negatively and very shortly. So as you know, that the stock market, the global stock market, when President Trump, His Excellency, through the Twitter to announce he's ready to increase the tariff from 10 to 25% on the Chinese products value at 2,200 billion US dollars.
Yeah.
And the global financial market immediately, I think is immediately responded very negatively. And if you imagine the currency, the currency of the international currency depreciated very dramatically, And also now all the international organization or the IMF will then decline the expectation of the global economic growth, because they understand if China and American suffer from the trade war launched by American, the demand of the market will decrease. And also, unfortunately, we have to say that South Africa and this continent were also affected so much, because now the bilateral trade and investment between China and Africa and South Africa grow so far, and we complement each other. And this is why if China suffered from that one, the continent together with South Africa also would suffer there. So that is what made the global economic growth more difficult. And also, it's not good for South Africa and Africa also.
Yeah.
But may our global situation is not good for us to get our development. Although now we work together to fight against poverty for common prosperity.
Yeah.
But this is why we need the available international market.
Yeah. I like the fact that you've already touched on some of the consequences to the global economy, you know, and South Africa as some of the trade tensions escalate. But for South Africa specifically, what are some of the other consequences of the ongoing dispute in the global economy, do you see?
I think they doesn't allow the American, they are free to do whatever they are. This is unfortunate to say. America is a leading country in the world. It's the only superpower in the world. But such a superpower, if they do whatever they like, that is a boring, typical boring act. And as you know, American is superpower. What they are free to do, they sometimes, if they see these people or this country is not happy, they give them the political economic sanction or bring the people to the black debt. and kidnap the entrepreneurs in the world. So they scare so many people. I think that is a very, they owe us the unfortunately to have the unilateralism and protectionism. So what they are doing, I think, is they sabotage the rule of law and the free trade order based on the rules, and also sabotage the economic, the global economic development environment and the driving forces, and also they sabotage the confidence of the growth. And also what they are doing also sabotage the global economic innovation development. It's basically the fourth industrial revolution. As you know, we are talking a lot, and we work very closely with this South Africa and Africa. We're ready to work together to embrace the fourth industrial revolution to get ready to drive our economy to improve. But if the trade war against China or the Americans hit that Huawei against again, with the price we pay, not only the trade itself, the sabotage of such a kind of bullying act is out of more than go beyond the trade itself, because they break the rules, they break the rule, and also they withdraw the worry about the uncertainty and worry about the economic, not only the economy but also peace, economic development and peace in the world. So I think that is a very sad. But for South Africa, as you know, China is the most important and reliable partner in your process to see the social economic development. China is our bilateral trade. China has been for 10 years remained the largest trading position partner with South Africa, and South Africa in this continent has remained 9 years in a row as the largest trading partner with China.
Yeah.
So the bilateral trade between China and South Africa, I think, is equal to one-fourth of China-Africa bilateral trade. And, of course, China also now will become one of the most important sources of investment and tourism. Up to now, we already have more than 25 billion US dollar direct investment in the soil of South Africa, creating more than 500,000 jobs to the local. So I think now this is why I think if China economic decline, the demand will also be declined. But hopefully, I'm very happy now China, we are already entered a new era. Now South Africa already entered a new era of the hope and renewable by his excellency. But the opportunity is still there. We have to work hard and more closely to hold our economy and move the country forward together.
And then lastly, how has China's relationship with other countries, right now you've just told us about the strong relations that are there between South Africa and China. But has China's relationship with other countries apart from the US actually been affected by some of these continued trade negotiations?
Yeah, this is a very good question, because sometimes Americans do not understand. They launched the global trade war against anyone else except the president itself, including the people. So this trade war launched by Americans relates to the equity, justice, the free trade order based on the rules. And all the international community, I'm happy to see that everybody recognize, understand what they are doing there. They are very selfish. Everybody, whether the European Union, Japan, of course, Latin American, South Africa, and Africa, we're very firmly together with China to support China to fight against the unilateralism and protectionism and bullying. So I think now this time is American help China to unite all the international community together, except American, to fight against American for the justice and the order of the free trade based on the rules. And because everybody knows, if China cannot stand well, and if China compromise, no one in the world that can survive.
Yeah.
And the next target will be the Japan and European Union. So they know very well. So this we are happy is American freedom to come close to China to work together, because the China market are huge.
Yeah.
With 1.4 billion population, which now we have more than 400 mid-income population. And whatever the American, they have the innovation, high technology, they need a market.
Yes.
But American, if they keep this war against China, they keep isolation from Chinese market. And the other side is they force China to work closely with international community, except American, more closely to build a new change of production, supply, and values.
Yeah.
I think that is another side that is we suffer, but we also benefit there. So as you know, we are very confident under the driven by the Dare and Grow initiative.
Yeah.
And under the framework of the BRICS and focus, China and South Africa, China and Africa, we are about to embrace the new opportunity to move close our cooperation, to make sure the win-win cooperation for common development. I think that is, we pay the price, but we have no choice but to find a new solution. Without American, we have to survive. The
yes.
world is going. We don't need to care about what he's thinking, what they are doing.
Yeah.
But we, as an international community, have to work together to join hand by hand, stand side by side, to fight against those bullying acts against the whole world.
We have to stand together and fight side by side as an international community. Those are the words of Ambassador Lin, who is the Chinese ambassador to South Africa, just giving us some thoughts around the ongoing trade negotiations that are going on between US and China and some of the effects that this is having on the global economy. Thank you so much, Ambassador.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much to Ambassador Lin for giving us just some of those thoughts and insights. I think from what you heard, China is ready to talk. That is the message that he is sending, and he's adamant that these are bullying tactics that are being used for the negotiating process by the U.S. But we're going to continue following this particular conversation and seeing where it actually goes. I think for this week, some of the reports are sort of suggesting that China might withhold rare earth minerals from the United States, which are, you know, particularly necessary for some manufacturing processes. So it might have just become a bit of a tit for tat fight. So we're going to continue to see how that goes. But as a global economy, and as Ambassador Lin said, we really do hope for a resolution to this particular conflict, because it not only affects the US and China, but the rest of the economy. Otherwise, thank you so much to everyone who was listening. Remember that you can find the podcast of the Business Day Spotlight on our website, and the latest are on the Business Live website under the title Business Day Spotlight. On Twitter, you can find us at hashtag BD Spotlight, and you can subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods. Costed. So that's it for today's show. Thank you so much to everyone who was listening.